Happy Wednesday, everybody, and thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. This is the penultimate show of 2021, and of course, we are here answering your listener questions. Scott joins me today, and we answer questions, including a question from a listener taking her husband to Walt Disney World for the very first time. He's a golfer, so we give advice on getting him out on the links. Also, he's into dining, so what about combining some fine dining and some golf to have a Disney fan for life? She's trying to convert him. So let's talk about that. Also about making those dining reservations. What are some great strategies for getting the high demand restaurants on day 60 prior to your vacation? We also talk about securing a resort during busy, busy times of the year. This and much more coming your way on today's Be Our Guest podcast. Don't forget, today's podcast is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best. And of course, you want to work with the best. So when it comes time for that 2022 vacation, would I say too many twos? 2022 vacation. Just drop by themagicforless.com. We'll take great care of you and support the show at the same time. Again, check them out over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons who support the podcast, who allow us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. We could not do it without you. And our patrons get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support the show, come on over, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2016 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Yes, that's right. Today is Wednesday for those folks that are on break. And this is that weird week of the year where could be Tuesday, could be Thursday, could be Saturday. I don't have any idea because my wife's home, my kids are home, the world anymore. You just don't know what day of the week it is, but it is Wednesday because we're going to be answering your listener questions. And I hope everybody had a great Christmas. I know that Ricky's having a nice Christmas because she is still having fun down in Central Florida, spending some time. I saw she was eating all the snacks at Disney's Hollywood Studios. She had a shake in one hand, a whoopie pie in the other. I was like, oh, killing me, Ricky, killing me. Taking pictures of Santa Gertie with the RBF, if you know what that means. She had that on, and it was just, she was having a good old time. So she's not here today. Pam is continuing the holiday festivities all the way up to the new year. So she's not here today, but here's what we're going to do. This is that funky week where we're just going to have a great time, and you're going to get a little kind of morning zoo show. It's Mike and Scott in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. Wherever you listen to the podcast, we're going to have a good time this week. Scotty G, hashtag Scotty G, joining me from up in the mitten. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Scott, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. You know, you say morning, afternoon, or evening. You say it's the Wednesday show where we're recording on a Monday. I really don't know what day or time it is right now. So I mean, I'm just excited to be with you, be with the listeners, and talk listener questions as we get close to wrapping up 2021.
Yes. Okay. So let me ask you this, because we're both dads, right? We have daughters about the same age, real close. You know, Christmas was just here. You get the dad gift sometimes. I think my best dad gift of this year, which I get every year, which is always appreciated, because this is that week where this morning, actually, I was just looking at your fine state. I was watching as we're recording. I watched the Quick Lube Bowl, I think, with Western Michigan and Nevada.
Play.
Yeah. They played up in Detroit, up at the Ford Field. Yeah, Ford Field, up where the Lions play. So I watched it. Game came on at 10 in the morning on a Monday here. I'm like, God bless America. There's college football on at 10 in the morning on a Monday while I'm working. I was like, this is awesome. Best dad gift. I always get a Hickory Farms sausage set that has like the sausage, the cheese, and the mustards. That is, and that's my meals like for this week where there's college football on. I don't have to go to the fridge. Little sausage, little cheese, little mustard, cracker. I'm good to go for like 3 or 4 hours. So did you get any good dad gifts for Christmas?
Yeah, I got some good dad gifts. You know, I got a new belt because I broke my belt.
that always works.
I was at like this arcade, kind of like adult arcade where they have like racing, indoor racing and axe throwing, that kind of place. But they had like dart archery, but it was intense, man. Like you actually had like a bow and a Nerf arrow and you were just like blasting people. And I was like running around, getting all into it, and boom, pop went my belt.
I've seen that happen with folks sliding into second base in you know, the major league. So
yeah. Exactly. So I got a new dad belt, got some new socks, you know, things like that. It was a good Christmas. Santa and the family was good to me. You know, my dad got me some good stuff too. I got some running stuff. I got a new like little metal rack that like sits, and it's not on the wall. It sits. I'll have to send a photo to you. It's kind of interesting, but kind of excited about that. But it was a good Christmas.
It's good to hear. Yeah.
How do you like the 10 a.m. bowl game though on a Monday? Like,
I know. My watch went off. You know, you get the alerts from ESPN app, and it's like, you know, this bowl is starting. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's 10 o'clock in the morning here. But I'm like, I'm not mad. Yep. I'm not mad.
Welcome, America. You're welcome.
That was awesome. Anyway,
Michigan giving you that early bowl game.
That's right. And apparently, every school in Michigan made a bowl. I found that out today. All five schools. So, interesting fact there if you need a college football fact. All right, let's get to the inbox and we'll get to the listener questions here in the live chat. This first one is from Ryan Kennedy, and he says, "Hey, Mike and crew, I hope you had a great Christmas. I have a, let's say, hypothetical question for you. So, hypothetically, you got an unbelievably generous gift of a Disney VIP tour for an upcoming Disney World vacation. Also, hypothetically, let's say your group consisted of four adults, 2 8-year-olds, 2 6-year-olds, and an adventurous but opinionated 3-year-old. That's awful specific to be hypothetical, but we'll roll with it. Just for context, one family in this group has been to Disney a lot, and the other family has been only once. So given this hypothetical scenario, how would you set up your day given a 7 to 10 hour tour, since hypothetically, why use the minimum, with two other non-tour park days while on the trip? So the hypothetical tour guide's sanity may depend on your answers, so no pressure. Thanks for your input. Love the show. Ryan." Okay, so he gets 7 to 10 hours with a tour guide. I mean, he's doing it right. So again, let's get the four adults, 2 8-year-olds, 2 6-year-olds. So you got like four kids, that kind of elementary school age. And then, of course, the opinionated 3-year-old, which is just going to have to, they're going to have to suck it up, Buttercup, and just go for the ride. But they're going to get to have some fun, too. So would you start at the Magic Kingdom? Would you finish at the Magic Kingdom? You're going to get a ton done with a VIP tour guide. Right. But let's talk this through. What are your first thoughts?
7 to 10 hours. I mean, that's a ton. I'm thinking about, I don't want to overdo it and like go to four parks, you know, like that's a lot of travel time during the day. I'm going to isolate it, Mike, to two parks. I'm going to start at Hollywood Studios with the tour, hit some of those attractions. I know the 3-year-old might not be able to do everything there, but that'll gauge their interest a little bit. And then you hop over to the Magic Kingdom to play out the rest of the tour with all sorts of great stuff. And then you can end with some fireworks. That's kind of how I would attack it.
See, I think though, if you did do 7 to 10 hours with the VIP tour, you could easily do all four parks, even though you are going to spend some time. Because the thing is with the VIP tour, I believe this is still the case. You get the private shuttle van, which minimizes your travel time from park A to park B, 3 and 4. So what I might do is, I'm trying to think because I like the idea of ending with fireworks. Do I end with fireworks at Epcot or do I end with fireworks at the Magic Kingdom? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start the day just like you. I'm going to start the day at Hollywood Studios. Lots to do there. Lots of excitement. Go there first. And that VIP tour guide is going to be able to kind of backdoor you in a lot of attractions. So you're going to get a ton done quickly. You're probably in and out of there by lunchtime. Then I might hop over to Animal Kingdom and try to do some of the headliners, maybe see Pandora, do the safari. Folks might want to do Everest and then probably see the Lion King show.
Kite Tales, best show.
Definitely see the kites. And that's why you get a VIP tour.
Kite Tales is awesome.
I got to see it because I haven't seen it. Okay, so do that. You know, maybe grab lunch there. Maybe you grab lunch over at the studios. After that, I would probably then go to Epcot in the late afternoon. And this is why I would do Epcot during that say, like, again, people are going to get tired, but you got this VIP tour, so you're going to use your time wisely. I would use that for what you want to see, like Soarin, Test Track, Frozen Ever After. What else am I missing? Spaceship Earth. I'm missing it. Oh, Ratatouille. Do that. What's that?
I don't know. Living with the land.
Yeah, Living with the Land, the most important attraction of all. But here's the thing, though. With your tour guide, you're going to want to have dinner, but you don't want to waste that time. So I'm thinking just grab something and go snack around World Showcase, kind of as you're just making your way through, grab, you know, something here, something there. And then wrap up your night with the bulk of the time at the Magic Kingdom. So maybe shift your time. So here's, I would shift my time so that my time wraps up right before the fireworks. So maybe your time with your tour guide ends, say Disney's Enchantment happens at 9 o'clock. Your time with your tour guide ends at 7:30. And then, you know, you're at the Magic Kingdom. Then that last 90 minutes, you just kind of, you're on your own, but you're already wound up. You've had the best day ever. You just kind of camp out, go to the plaza, get some ice creams, go to Casey's, grab some corn dog nuggets, whatever, get some, you know, a pretzel, whatever everybody wants, sit down and just talk about the awesome day ahead, watch fireworks and wrap it up. But either way, it just depends how hard you want to go. That's a lot for a 3-year-old. That's like a lot for the kids.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know if these families that, you know, it might be like their first time or the 3-year-old might get worn out. That's why I like the two parks. I mean, you can't go wrong with either of our options, really. Like, you got a VIP tour, you're going to have an awesome day, hypothetically speaking, of course. But my only thing was, like, they have two other park days, so that's why I figured, like, Epcot, you could do on your own just fine.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you got Animal Kingdom you could do as well. So that's why I like focusing on those two. But I like what you got going on there, too, Mike. Like, you always say, I'm only going to do four parks in one day during the marathon.
That's
and then
it.
You could do it with the VIP tour as well.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Four parks in a day coming at us like a freight train soon. But let's have fun. All right, George Reese, speaking of four parks in a day, he's done that. He says, question, how much extra is it to have two people for one night stay in our hotel room? All right, so the first two people in a hotel room included, there's an extra night charge depending on if it's a value, moderate, or deluxe. And I believe, I think it's $15, $20, or $25 a night depending on value, moderate, or deluxe per person per night. So I think at a value, it's $15 per person per night. I should Google that. That's what it was at some point. But it's you can just Google it. It's a graduated scale for values, moderates, and deluxes. But it's per person per night for the third and fourth guest. So that's that. Okay.
That's for adults.
Yes, for adults. That's absolutely right. Alfred has a question up in New York. Says, are there any, any deals for pass holders in the next 3 months? Also, are there any changes in COVID restrictions? Right now, there are no changes in COVID restrictions because Disney didn't really kind of walk them back. There are for Universal. They just changed, again, as of the time of recording, they changed them last weekend with the masks required indoors, as Disney has just kept in place throughout this whole thing. Deals for annual pass holders. There are some deals, but they're very limited for early 2022. They are hard to find, man. It's like an Easter egg hunt.
They are hard to find.
It's hard to find rooms. I mean, it's hard to find a room, period. Really hard to find a discount, but they are, I mean, it shows Florida resident rates and annual pass holder rates. It's just a matter of finding availability on those rates at this point.
Like March 3rd, or it's only for like 2 months, I think, like January, February.
That's right.
There's not much.
All right. It says, let's see, Krista in the live chat. Thanks, sweetie. Kind of Disney related. My daughter was just accepted to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona for fall 2022 aeronautical engineering. She was hoping for an offer from the golf team, but that wasn't to be. She can still try out to play intramurals. I'm now planning some awesome Walt Disney World trips and would really like to bring back the annual pass sales. First of all, congratulations, and your daughter sounds incredibly smart, aeronautical engineering. I mean, I got to play like I was smart when I taught at space camp. I was just an elementary school teacher, but I got to say I worked for NASA, which I thought was the coolest thing. Just don't ask me what I did. I was an elementary school teacher pretending with a flight suit. But congratulations to her. That is amazing. And also golf.
And the golf. She's smart and golf. So that's
exactly,
pretty
dude. She's the play of the game. My cousin, he went all 4 years of college on a golf scholarship. And I said, he's like the smartest guy. He's super smart too, but he was the smartest guy ever because, I mean, think about it. Like, he played golf to pay for college. I mean, dude, how much does golf cost to play every round? Like, and he got his college paid for by playing golf. Like, he scam the system some way. Anyway, so annual pass sales, Scott. I mean, I think they paused them because of they didn't want to overwhelm the parks during the holidays. I'm optimistic they might return here as we hit the more dead times, like after mid-January. We don't know. I mean, Disney doesn't give us a heads up on that, but I would think they would want that revenue source, and I would think they might come back here early 2022.
I think so, too. I think they just wanted to get past the holiday season, right? I think maybe even get past marathon season, too, as marathon weekend. So I'd say like in mid-January, but I don't have a crystal ball or anything like that, but I do feel like they will be coming back because you make a good point. It's revenue, right? It's revenue that they potentially could be missing out on. Like, I know, like, you know, if someone like me didn't have an annual pass and was buying like 5-day Magic Away tickets over and over again, they're going to make more money that way, but I might not travel as much either, you know? So it's a tough on their side, but I would feel that those are coming back. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because as Disney sees them, they would much rather you buy a Magic Your Way ticket for every trip, right? Because that is, when you look at a Disney vacation package, they make their money on the tickets. I mean, the tickets, they're not discounted very often. They're very expensive. That's where they get their money. Right now, I will tell you, I'm the only one that has an annual pass in my family, you know, and my girls do not because they do not, you know, travel as much as I do. They don't come down for races. And the thing is, you know, if we go this summer, I will have to buy them. And we did this past summer. You know, I have to buy them tickets. They're expensive. It's one of those things, though. It's like we're not traveling as a family as much. They used to come to all the races, but they don't anymore because Mallory has cheer. You know, in the wintertime, when these races are happening in January and February and the spring, she's got competitions all over Wisconsin and Illinois and Indiana, and so she cannot make those. My wife goes to those things. She doesn't go, so an annual pass doesn't make sense there. So is Disney coming out ahead by, you know, having my family buy Magic Your Way tickets? Yes, when they buy the tickets, yes, they do make more money, but also they're losing the revenue because, you know, on these trips where they could come or not come, they're not coming, so they're not getting revenue from them eating in the parks. They're not getting revenue for extra people in the hotels and all the, you know, buying merchandise and stuff like that. So it's one of those things. I'm sure they've done kind of a revenue study, but one Mike Rallman coming down for 5 days with an annual pass, they did get the revenue up front on my ticket. But, you know, now my family doesn't come over race weekends, so they're losing that revenue there. So it's I do wonder how the math works out on things like that.
And I know they got lots of smart people that are doing those formulas and calculating that. But I feel like that's going to come. I really do feel like that. It was the holidays. They just wanted to get past that. But so I wouldn't be surprised if we see something in January. But I have no inside information. I'm just going to throw that out there.
All right. Carolyn Blaker in the live chat says, how can we do Walt Disney World the cheapest way now that we have to fly since we are in California? So let's give some tips. First of all, you could stay at a value resort. You could actually stay offsite if you had to. That's another thing that you could look at. I do. You know, I'm one that if I'm at Walt Disney World, I just don't feel like I'm on a Walt Disney World vacation unless I'm on site. So I'd look at an All-Star Music and All-Star Movies, sports as that comes back online March 31st. That's good news. It's coming back soon. Also, you could eat quick service. Quick service is in Walt Disney World. It's come a long way in the last 5 years. You're not missing a ton by maybe just going on a trip and not doing sit-down dining. I know that is kind of a fun part of a Disney vacation, but you could make that fun. You know, seek out unique quick service dining locations. You know, an ABC Commissary is kind of trending hot right now. A Satuli Canteen, a Flame Tree Barbecue. There's a lot of unique places to at Epcot. I mean, you got a plethora of places you could eat. That's a way. Maybe don't get a park hopper. You know, just do base tickets. Maybe only go into the theme parks for 3 days out of 5 days. And those other 2 days, just resort hop or play putt-putt or just go around. I don't know. What kind of comes to your mind when you're thinking like really, really trying to be frugal but also getting to go to Walt Disney World?
No, you really hit that there, Mike. Hit a lot of good points. One thing I would add is like one thing I kind of been doing over the last few years is kind of ordering things that you, not groceries, like you don't have to go like all out on groceries, but like I love having bottled water in the room to take with us to the parks.
Yeah, that's a great point because think about it. Because
I love,
you could
drink a lot of sodas. So I like having sodas in the room, you know, so you can order that stuff really cheap, like on Amazon, and have it delivered to your resort. Or if you have a card, even going picking it up at like Publix or Target. I think that is huge cost savings when you consider how much, like $3 or $4 for a bottle of water. You can buy a whole case.
Yeah, so I was gonna say, if you get a case of water for like one bottle in the parks almost. I mean, two bottles and you've got a case easily. I mean, because that's $9. Usually like $5.
Yeah, and Mike talked about like, you know, I feel you get more out of the vacation. You're coming from California. You've never been there. I know you're trying to save money the best that you can, but I love staying on site. But you can stay off site. You know, there's ways to do that. But even if you have to stay off site, I'd recommend if you're considering even a split stay where you do off site for the first half and then maybe transfer on site for at least a day or two, just so that you can get a taste of what it is to stay on site. And you can still do like at a value, or sometimes you can find a good price at a moderate, like a Coronado Springs, not necessarily in the tower, but like in the ranchos or the casitas. I think that would be an awesome idea too, but try to do a split stay if you're going to do offsite, just so you can get a little taste of what it's like on site.
No, that is such a great point. You're just going to, I mean, if you're listening to a Disney podcast, right, and you're traveling all that way across country to go to Walt Disney World, you're just going to want to be able to stay in a Walt Disney World property. And I'm telling you what, this is just me, but I love, there's still a vibe at All-Star Music that is fun. Like, I love shopping at All-Star Music. I like the food court. Is it the same as Captain Cook's at the Polynesian? Well, it's not. But you know what? It's just different to me. I don't feel like I'm cheated when I go to the values. I know some people don't have that same perspective. They have different, you know, expectations. My expectations are different for every trip. And while I'm at a value, I know going in I'm at a value, but they're fun. There's way more energy at a value than there is at a deluxe. I mean, it's more plush, but.
Yeah, so our first visit, like, so my wife went when she was a kid and she stayed at the Polynesian, the Contemporary, like she got spoiled on her first visit. So we're making our first family one. And I'm like, oh yeah, like that Polynesian resort you went to, that sounds interesting. Pull it up. I'm like, oh, I don't know if we can stay there. And then she's like, well, I'll tell you, Scott, I'm not staying at a value. That's kind of her word. So we ended up at Caribbean Beach. So I avoided values because I thought maybe there was something she knew that I didn't know. And then we finally like stayed at Pop when we did like a split with a cruise. And we loved it. We like the values are fun. That's the best way I can describe it. I mean, it's not going to be like super high end, but the atmosphere is just fun in the values, and it's a good way to save costs on your Disney vacation. So nothing wrong with staying at the value resorts.
Right. Sure. Right. Totally. And the thing is, like, if, and God help us that, you know, the economics improve over the next year, 2-5 years, you know, just that next trip, you stay on site for, you move up to a moderate, or, you know, this is how my trips have ebbed and flowed over the years. You know, some years, you know, we've gotten a decent tax refund. And so we've splurged and done a split where we've stayed. If you watch, like, you'll see some years I've stayed at the Boardwalk. I mean, that was because we used a tax refund that year. You know, some years we've had to pay for, you know, braces for Mallory or something. You know, that's a year where you stay at, you know, Pop Century. And we're fine. You know, it's just how life is. You know, things happen. And we still have a good time every trip. We're there with friends.
And Carolyn had a follow-up question. I'm just going to address it real quick. She asked if any of the All-Stars are on the Skyliner. They are not. So if you want to do a value resort that's on the Skyliner, your option would be Pop Century or Art of Animation. Yep. I'd recommend Pop. Personally, I think the rooms are better at Pop.
I agree. I'm exactly with you there. Okay, next question. Amy says, hello from Boise, Idaho. She got me because I was going to say that exact same thing. Home of the blue turf. I love it because every time I watch a bowl game from Boise, and it's usually the famous potatoes, Idaho potato bowl or something. There's usually, I think, two bowls actually from that field. My wife walks in because I watch it every year. And she's like, what's wrong with the TV? And I'm like, nothing. It's Boise. I love that. It's awesome. Anyway, she says, we're headed to Walt Disney World January 1st through the 10th. You better start packing. You're getting ready to go. I was planning Magic Kingdom on Marathon Sunday, coming from BCV. BCV. Beach Club Villas. There you go. See, it's Monday. Okay. Should I swap that with my Hollywood Studios day currently planned for Friday so we can walk and not try to bus anywhere the day of the full marathon? Yes. I say yes.
Yep. And just, so if you're going to walk, though, that part of the stretch is going to be closed, though.
That's like, true, because you'd be like swimming against 25,000 fish.
You have to take a friendship boat if you're going to the studios. Just FYI, you cannot walk down that path.
That is true. Yeah, that is true. Because that path, in that path, you will see people that are just dying. Scott and I will be two of the folks that will be just contemplating, why did we do this?
Hey, I'm just gonna say, if I get to that, actually, I won't be complaining. Like, I'll be pumped. If I can get to that, I'm good.
Mike. Oh, dude, I hate that path on Sunday. And I know you've made it, but I'm just like, you still know you got to get all the way around the boardwalk, know, and you got to get the beach club. And you're close.
I will take that right now. If I can get a guarantee that I will see that path on Sunday, I'm good.
I would swap them, though, because the other 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, really most of the stuff is done before it really affects the parks. But Sunday, transportation does get to be a mess because people do not finish until around noon. You know, it does drag into the morning.
And if you end up switching your Magic Kingdom day, I mean, there's going to be some busy days, but runners won't be on the attractions that very much. But like, I know for me, my traditional Magic Kingdom day is going to be Monday because I like to get my metal photos in front of the castle on that Monday. So if you're going to move your Magic Kingdom day, Monday might be really busy too, because I know a lot of runners go there the following day.
I'm not going to the parks this year on Monday because I moved my flight to early Monday so I can get... I've been burned twice. I've been in the air during the national championship game, and it's not good. So this year I'm leaving Monday morning.
That is going to be a heck of a game.
You know what? I know. This is exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be Cincinnati and Michigan, and I'm going to be so mad that I did this. But no, that will not happen. I'll say that here. So yeah, so I'm doing my pictures on Sunday after the race. I got to get my pictures. Speaking of, Michelle's got a question. We're going to go out of order here in the live chat. Any hidden gem places to take photos with your race medals? I'll give you something to think about. And this was kind of one of the fun things I did. I think my first marathon in 2015, not with your medals, but Scott can give some ideas for this and I'll try to think of something. Live chat. We have a lot of runners in the live chat with us tonight. One of the things I would make sure you do during the actual race yourself, especially if you're doing the full marathon, stop during the race and get a picture during the race itself in front of the park icons. So during the race, stop. And it doesn't even have to be the park icons, but we always stop, Scott and I, at the Magic Kingdom toll booths, the castle, obviously, Spaceship Earth. You can get a cool one at Tree of Life. Not at that normal spot, but over kind of by Harambe. There's kind of a spot on the side where Divine is. We used to do it in front of the Big Hat, but now you can do it in front of the Chinese. Actually, you're not by the Chinese theater, so you got to do kind of Tower of Terror, right? Yeah. I don't think you can get Tower. You can't get the Chinese theater. I don't think.
No, you're only in the studios for a little bit.
But you can get the Tower because you're on Sunset. What am I thinking? Epcot, Magic Kingdom. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. But I mean, you got other things, you know, that you'll see. The dump. No, just kidding. I'm just playing, but it stinks.
So it's funny. So I knew George was in the chat. He asked that question earlier about the adding adults onto a room. And I was going to give his answer because I swear George still has the best photo shoot I've ever seen from like a dopey challenge. And he went to Tom Sawyer Island and did all these great photos. And that was one of the best photo series I've ever seen of medals. Kudos to you, George.
Okay, so describe it, though, because I didn't see those pictures. So you went over to Tom Sawyer Island with all of his medals. And yeah,
it was just cool. Like, all the, like, I mean, there was some creativity behind the shots, like the angles that were used. But he just kind of went all over the island and taking photos. And it was just a cool, George, maybe you can share it on the Lizard page so that Mike can see it. But, like, I just remember it from a couple years ago, and it was really awesome. Just something unique, because you normally do like castle photos or icon photos, and I never seen anyone do Tom Sawyer Island photos, and I thought it was really neat.
That's a good idea. The thing is, too, I like to get a picture. Here's another thing, too. If you've run, you know, year after year, because, you know, it's hard to, like, when you go back and look at your pictures, like, is that 2017? Is that 2019? You know, it's not 2021 because it didn't happen. Marathon weekend. But this will be kind of the return. Maybe get it in front of your resort, because usually I stay at different resorts. This time is Pop Century for me. That's kind of fun. But yeah, just take them. Again, they're digital pictures. Take them everywhere. You do got to get the castle picture, though. You got to get the arm in front of the partner statue. You got to do that.
And I think Michelle's doing the half. So I'd like to do, like, where did you run during the half? You know, so you ran through Magic Kingdom. So I like to get a castle photo. I like to get a Spaceship Earth photo of those. But also, it's Donald and Daisy on the medal. So I try to find...
That's a good point. You do that, yes.
Remember, we did that in the 2019. Yep. We went to Hollywood Studios and met Donald and had the medals out. So even though I know the characters, you can't really meet Donald anywhere, but like maybe find something Donald related, maybe FLR Magic or something, take your medal in there and like take a photo of Donald, like in the bricks or whatever. Like it's the backside of Donald, but you know what I mean? Kind of get creative with that. Try to find something that's themed to the race and get your photo with that. I think is always kind of fun to do.
Yeah. And that was a great picture because the characters are fun with the medals. Like of course now we're in this weird time where they can't get close, but they could still kind of point probably. I bet you they will kind of be creative if you have a medal on, you know, they'll do some kind of fun pose. That's kind of cool. Yeah. That's
I'm going to, she's dressing as Donald. I'm going to try to do some kind of bounding thing as Donald, that race as well. So we'll see how bright I look that day with my yellow and blue, which is kind of Michigan.
Careful there. Carolyn, the golden statues this year. That's an opportunity, something that's unique to this year with your medals. So Donald, find the Donald golden statue. Mickey.
Love that idea.
It's great. Yeah. Great idea. Yeah. I love this. Why I love this podcast. I would have never thought about that. And those are easy to find there. Adam says he's pumped and Amy's packed and we're so close. So close and yet so far away. So yeah, that's awesome to hear.
Stay healthy, friends.
Yes. Get your astronaut suit. Okay, Jenna says, hey guys, Jenna from Seattle here. Oh, hey, enjoy that snow. I saw that on the football game yesterday. We just had to cancel a trip home to see the grandparents. Would have been our first in 2 years. Still hitting Disneyland in a week, Lord willing. She says, Merry Christmas, everybody. Well, hey, sorry that you had to cancel your trip home, but enjoy Disneyland. So one tip, Scott, what does Jenna need to do at Disneyland? Throw it in there. If you were there, what would you do? Give a snack. What snack would you get?
I just love that whole New Orleans area. So get some Mickey beignets and ride Pirates of the Caribbean. That's one of my favorite things to do at Disneyland. And just sit down. Like, there's so many. Mike, you've never been there, so you've never really seen it. And there's so many benches. There's so many places
that sounds
sit
like my jam.
At Disneyland. So I just love grabbing a snack, sitting on a bench, and just like taking in the sight and sounds of Disneyland. There's nothing. I could just picture Walt doing that, right? Just like finding a bench and watching people in his park. So I kind of feel like Walt Disney a little bit when I do that, but I'm not Walt Disney, but that's just kind of fun. You know, you just sit and take the sights and sounds on a bench. Nothing better than that at Disneyland.
So you need to wear a suit and be like, I'm going up to my firehouse. I'm tapping.
Dude, next time I go to Disneyland, I'm going to grow this out. I'm going to grow a mustache, walking in a suit, have like a Mickey plush on my shoulder or something.
Yeah, Jenna says thanks. And Carolyn says, this is such a friend podcast. And that's the greatest compliment of all. Hopefully we're all friends here, right? If you're listening in Seattle, if you're listening in Hawaii, if you're listening, we have listeners over in Korea that are service members over there, families that are living over there. I hope you're just hanging with us. We're having fun talking Disney and just hanging out here as we wrap up 2020. Thank you for that compliment, because we are all family here on the podcast. That's kind of what this, nothing serious. We're just having a good time thinking about the good stuff. All right, Julie's got a question. I really love the sheer number of places to eat and things to do. My husband has some training out west this summer and has offered to take me to Disneyland for a day or two if I accompany him. This will probably replace a visit to Walt Disney World. Would you trade a Walt Disney World trip for a Disneyland visit? I'm just not convinced yet. I get it. Well, Scott says, okay, because Scott's been to both. Again, this is my issue. Like, I've been close many, many times, but I'm like, man, Walt Disney World's got so many hotels. It's got the water parks, which I usually never go to anyway, but I always have the water parks. I could. It's got Disney Springs. I know Disneyland has Downtown Disney. I don't know. It's my place. It's so big. It's got everything. And I've just not pulled the trigger for, I think, the same reason Julie's thinking, but you say you would. It's new and different, though.
It just feels like vacation. So I will say, like, I don't get burned out on Walt Disney World, but, you know, I go quite a bit where, you know, like, oh my God, I'm going to do Space Mountain again for the 100th time. You know, like, you know, the park so well, where when I go to Disneyland, which I know well, but it just feels different. You know, it feels like vacation. I get more excited for a Disneyland trip because I don't go all the time. That's why I would never turn down a trip to Disneyland, because it's fun. It's going to feel familiar. It's not going to be as big, right? Like, I love all the resorts, like Mike's saying. I love all the restaurants. It's going to feel smaller, but it just feels, it's just super fun if you don't go all the time. That's why I would cancel a trip to Walt Disney World to spend a few day visit for sure.
Sounds, yeah, it makes sense. Totally makes sense. All right, back to the inbox. This one is from Jody Benning. We'll see her down at Marathon Weekend. Got to see her at Wine and Dine. It's going to be a good time. Hey, Mike, Pam, Ricky, and Scotty G. Well, hey, two of us showed up. You got two of us. Yeah. And she says, Marathon Weekend is quickly approaching. and we need to stay hydrated. That's the best advice so far. Yes. And skin and healthy. I know where the filtered water stations are at Epcot, near Starbucks, in Hollywood Studios, in Galaxy's Edge, but having a hard time remembering where they are in Animal Kingdom other than the line to Flight of Passage in Magic Kingdom. Do you know where they're located? I much prefer the filtered water bottle refills over the cups of ice water from quick service because they are faster and I don't have that yucky Florida water taste. Thanks, 48.6. Here we come. Jody's in Cincinnati. Uh-oh, I probably made an enemy already. No, I think they're Ohio State fans. They are. They're Ohio State fans, so it's okay. And was I recording when I talked about the Cincinnati's wearing the black uniforms to their own funeral on
Friday? Might have been before we started.
I think
recording.
It was, but there you go. I'm defending all the Cincinnati Bearcat fans. Because Roll Tide. Anyway, Jody's out. She says 915 miles from Walt Disney World. I'll be honest. I hydrate with Coke Zero. I'm a terrible runner. I don't eat right. I totally don't hydrate right. People ask, like, how do you fuel? I don't. I eat tacos. I'm horrible. So just, if you see me out there, just, you know, I fuel with Mexican food. That's it. So be careful.
So she's asking about filters, like water fountains, where you go, hit the button.
You have your own water. You bottle. You just fill it up. Yeah. I don't know where they are.
Well, I know there's one, like, around the castle at Magic Kingdom. It's like one of my favorite water fountains because it's always like super cold and refreshing. I'm trying to think where it is. I think it's like behind the castle, kind of like next to like that Sir Mickey shop. Or
are
like,
you sure you're not talking about the fountain? That you're not supposed to drink out of that. No, just kidding.
That's there's a fountain back there too, though, isn't there? I swear there's a water fountain. I swear I've been there, but hopefully I was drinking filtered water. Who knows? But there's that one. And then, I'm not the best guy to answer this question either. This is where we could use Pam.
Oh, totally. Pam would know.
You know, water bottles with them. Yeah. They're really good about hydrating, and they would have the right answer. But they do pour their own water bottles into their bottle, like they from do. Like a with a bottle, you know, delivered. Look,
so here's the deal. At BR Guest Mike, if you know where they are in the Magic Kingdom and over at Animal Kingdom, just let me know and I'll retweet it for the good of all of us so we can have that good filter water. But Scott, I don't mind Florida tasting water. That just reminds me of vacation at this point. I know you're probably just drinking chlorine, but I mean, it just like I've been trained over the last 20 years, like, you know, just go drink out of a swimming pool and I'm in Florida.
Outside of like the Flint area, we all know about the writer water crisis in Flint. Yeah. You laugh.
No, I'm just saying. I shouldn't laugh, but I shouldn't be asking a guy from Michigan about water quality. I'm just saying.
But it's funny because, yeah, that town will have like horrible water, but the town over will just have great resources for water. I live in a really good resource area where the tap water just is awesome. So when I go to Florida, yeah, I do notice the difference, and that's why I get water bottles all the time.
See, we live right next to the river that's called the Old Muddy, and I know that's where our water comes from. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump right outside the window here. I can drive over that bridge in 6 minutes. And so Florida water, highly chlorinated. At least it's clean. That's all I got to say. So, okay, two questions left from the live chat. We'll hit these quickly. Jamie Joe Harvey says, what are your must-do for first-timers as an adult at Walt Disney World? We have 4-day park hoppers, and it's going to be my hubby's first trip ever. He's a golfer. And we've built in a test day, no parks, on the day we arrive. First of all, if he's a golfer, I hate to say this, but man, you should schedule a round for him at one of the courses because he would love that. Right, Scott? Yep. I mean, you're a golfer.
Yep. And you could, I'd almost recommend any of them, especially if he hasn't played any of the courses. If he's a lover of the history of golf, I think the Palm of Magnolia is great because the PGA Tour used to play there. Mike, when we played there, they had great little facts.
Yeah,
on every tee box.
That was fun. Yeah, Tiger did this.
Tiger Woods did this.
Yeah, it was fun.
But as a Disney fan, my favorite course is LBV because you're touring around the resorts in Disney Springs, like Old Key West, which is my home resort. You see Saratoga, you catch a little bit of French Quarter. So that course, I think, is personally better. But you can't go wrong. So definitely book it. It's really great with club rentals. It's a little cost, obviously, to rent clubs, but I think the convenience there is worth it, where you don't have to pack your own clubs and all that. Definitely do golf, and I don't know if he's a foodie or not, but like try to find like a nice meal on that day too, you know, like do a nice little signature restaurant. I think I love Walt Disney signature restaurants, so for an adult first time there, do a golf and follow it up with a nice meal would be awesome.
I agree. And I don't know if they're still doing it. So if you want to get into the golf, just look at, I think it's www.golf.com. You can actually book a tee time online. You get all the information on all three courses. Like, Scott nailed it. Like, the history is Palm Magnolia. They're over by the Grand Floridian and the Polynesian, right by the Magic Kingdom. While you're playing, you can hear the, well, you can't hear the train whistle, but you can hear some of the attraction noises from the Magic Kingdom. It's pretty sweet. You can see the monorail as you're coming up on, like, the 17th.
The last three holes of Magnolia are sweet because you can see the Grand Floridian and the monorail. Awesome. If it's going to be him, though, I would say if you can play with him, even if you're not a golfer, because if you're a single person, they are going to group you with like another group of three, which is, I mean, it's fine. I'm sure he can make friends on the course with the whatever group it is. But just know that if it's just a single golfer, most likely they will be grouped with another pairing.
And are they still doing the Sunrise 9? If you just wanted to get a taste of Disney golf, get this little breakfast sandwich, a drink. 9 holes and it's super cheap. And that way you can be done and go on with your day and go to the parks. That's kind of a hidden secret to play golf cheaply, quickly, and just get a little breakfast sandwich. It's called the Sunrise 9. I think it's over. Do they do that at all three courses? I know they do it at LBV.
I don't know if they're doing the Sunrise right now, but they have a Sunset 9 as well, which I think they are doing right now. I think they got away with the Sunrise for a little bit, just due to whatever. There's a lot going on that's delayed certain things, but the Sunset 9 is definitely happening.
All right, yeah, I agree, though. She says he's a big foodie. Golf, yeah, definitely a round of golf and a big meal. Just, you know, a fancy meal. Dude, because, I mean, there's amazing restaurants that you can check out. I mean, just...
Yeah. Go to a resort. I know you're saying there was, like, a day where you didn't have parks. Do the golf. Go to Disney Springs, have a meal down there, or maybe go to one of the resorts like a California Grill or Narcoozies. I think that'd be awesome.
All right. Last question of the day is from Lisa. Tomorrow is our 60-day mark. Should I start by trying to get a Ohana later in the week during our stay instead of trying to get it for the check-in night? Also, what time central do reservations open up in the morning? Okay, first of all, here again, the strategy is you can do 60 plus 10, so you can do... You can do your reservations for 60 days out for the length of your stay, as long as you're not doing like a split or something funky like that. So if you think about the math of it all, if you push something that's high demand out further in your trip, less people can reach that reservation that morning. They have to have at least a stay of your length, if not longer. So again, yes, if you push Ohana out further in the stay, mathematically, you have a better chance of getting that reservation. Less people can reach it. So, yes, you would be increasing your odds if you push it out, say, 4 or 5 days towards the end of your stay, as opposed to day one where everybody can reach it at that day. So, but, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, it could make the difference. It could. I mean, the thing is, we just don't know. You know, I mean, is it a 5% increase in your odds? Is it a 7%? Is it a 20%? You just don't know. But it does increase your odds, so, you know, kind of think about that. In the online system, I like to tell folks about 5:45 Central Time that it rolls over online-ish to be ready to rock. And that usually gets you in good shape.
Yep.
So there we go. I think that's it for the questions today. Great questions, man. We got to talk a little bit about everything. Disneyland, golf, dining. We hit it all.
Football. It was a good episode.
All right. So Friday, we are going to be back. New Year's Eve. And sports radio does this a lot. And we're going to spin it Walt Disney World style. We're going to talk about our Mount Rushmore, our top four. Like, we're going to put a mountain, and we're talking Space Mountain, Big Thunder, Splash Mountain. We're going to plaster the top four Disney restaurants, Walt Disney World restaurants, attractions, and resorts on our Mount Rushmore. We're going to have a debate, and then we're going to have to come to a conclusion. We're going to have to agree on these things and put them up. Our Mount Rushmore of Walt Disney World attractions, dining, and resorts coming your way on Friday's show, so join us for that. But until then, don't forget today's episode brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We would love to help you plan your 2022 vacations, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. Just drop by themagicforless.com today. While you're there, fill out that quote form, mention the show, and we'll be planning a great trip together. Again, check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That one extra click really does help us out. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. You guys help support the show, help us put the show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. We couldn't do it without you. And our patrons get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to get in on that here in 2022, it's a great time to start. Check out patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give Scott a follow on the social media. He's over at Epscott, E-P-S-C-O-T. I'm at BRGuestMike on Instagram and Twitter. You can subscribe to the show and follow everything on Facebook and YouTube. And if you don't mind, do hit that subscribe button wherever you download the show. It really helps us out. And if you have the time, give us a rating and a review here in the last week of 2021. It really does help us out. It helps folks that haven't found our show yet find us. And it's hard to believe we've been doing this almost 14 years. Mallory turns 14 on Sunday. And we started this podcast when she was 2 months old. So there we go. It's crazy how long we've been doing this and how much fun we've had. And it's thanks to you downloading and streaming the shows, interacting with us, and just we've made awesome friends all around the world. And it's been a blast. And we're just going to keep rocking on into 2022. But we have one more show for 2021, and that's going to be Friday, Scott and Mike. So stand by for that. So until we get together on Friday, have a great Wednesday. Grab some more Christmas cookies. Still chill on the couch. I think there's 4 bowl games today. Watch college football. Don't work too hard. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.